Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maureen Hollerin, and you are listening to The Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. And in a moment, Dr. Robert Peace, I love his last name, by the way, don't you guys, will be joining us all about spiritual boot camp. Robert is also an associate of ours and a reader over at PsychicAccess.com, and we know Robert well, and we're looking forward to his insight on sharing his wisdom as a spiritual teacher about some workshops, some new workshops, and also some new shows that he's doing. And he does quite a bit. He's known, I guess, kind of like as a workshop guru kind of guy, and in teaching people how they can live a deeper clarity and with their soul authentic self. So we are going to be having him on, and I'm really looking forward to it. But before that, I would like to say hello to my three favorite people that I know. And Doug, too, though, but Doug's not going to say hi back. Doug, too, four people. So, hi, Bobby. That's a laugh one. Are you there?
I know. Why did you laugh after you said my name?
You know, because I had a nice thought, okay? I had a thought. It was funny, and I kind of thought, it was a thought. About,
okay.
Yeah.
Laughter's a laugh.
So, Bobby.
Yes, darling.
Course, you're becoming quite the superstar. But in addition to that, I'm really happy for you. But in addition to that, could you tell us who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm Bobby. Ha 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 ha.
Bobby.
And I am a psychic medium here at Psychic Access, and also one of your co-hosts. And I enjoy interacting with people and answering the questions it is that they have, because there's a discovery, I think, that happens when you're helping somebody that they make in themselves. There's a little spark that kind of hits with them, and I enjoy trying to find that spark. So that's what I do.
Well, I kind of like that, the way you presented that verbiage this evening.
Verbiage.
It's a spark. It's not a shining star, but a spark. I like that spark. Huh. It can kind of have an electrical overload. No, that was, I like
that. It turns into a flame and turns against you.
Like,
then it's no fun.
No, but you are a spark, oh boy. Yes, you are. Aww. Well, thank you, Bob. No, you are. You're a lovely spark. And an amber little flame can just come out from a spark. And I would like to say thank you for sharing that. Brenda, hi.
Hi there.
You sound really bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this evening.
Well, okay, I guess. Well, it has to do with coffee, actually. I can't stay away from it, but I have to have some real strong coffee sometimes to get me going through the day. Anyhow,
I'm starting to think about the commercial. You remember the Colombian guys in the long years ago in the 70s, I think. And they're in, never mind. They're in, the Colombian guys are in their coffees and. Remember those? That okay. I saw you there with them, and so
was another lifetime there.
I just channeled that. I don't know where it came from, but anyway. And so, Brenda, I love your description. How you just let people know what you do, and I love it. And wait for it here.
No, okie doke. Well, I work with you lovely people at PsychicAccess.com, and I am a predictive psychic. I specialize in dates, times, and places, and I really love what I do. I wouldn't be doing it for 20 years plus.
You know, isn't it kind of like something like we must, or either way, I feel about it, and I'm not it doesn't, I don't want this to be harsh, but it's something I must do. It wasn't something that it's difficult, our work. We all have talked about that, but it's almost like I must do it. And it isn't like, you know, fabulous lifestyle either all the time, but it's rewarding.
It really is.
It is rewarding. And rewarding for not only helping people, but I've been rewarded with some pretty hard insight from other people's stuff, you know.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Interesting. And Steve, hi. Steve, where are you? Hi.
Hi, Maureen.
Hey, there you are. Wow, you sound like you're right next to me in my home.
Good.
But it could use some cleaning. No, you know, I you sound fantastic this evening. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Having a good week.
You are. Yeah. No company. The cats and you only, right?
Yes.
This is a nice quiet time with you and the cats. The company's gone. And Steve, can you share with us what you thrive to and what you do?
Lovely. Absolutely. I'm a psychic medium. I'm interested in all forms of metaphysics, particularly Hermetic astrology and the accurate prediction of events.
I like that. That's very to the point. I like that. And, you know, also I know that you're medium, but I like what you, that's, I hadn't even heard you say that before. So can you tell me what event's going to happen right now? Is Robert
going to be joining? I'm going to interview Robert, Dr. Roberts. It'll be interesting.
See, there's an event coming. Well, thank you, Steve.
I have chills. That was amazing.
I know. I'm good.
That was amazing.
I mean, I have all the hair on my legs that I've been growing.
I know. You're just absolutely freaky.
I know. He just freaked me out right then and there.
I know. It's like kind of like.
And Maureen, did you really say hair on your legs? Is that what
you
said?
Yeah. Oh, yes. But you know what? You caught it. I have blonde hair on my legs. I don't.
Sure. Sure.
I got a tattoo. Okay, I've got really good legs. Okay, anyway, enough about our legs. Hi, Robert, are you there? Come on, Robert. This would be great.
I'm Maureen. I am here. How are you?
I'm fine, Robert. I'm sure you were getting a kick out of us a moment ago, but it was all for you. Robert, I wanted to talk about what you do, because there's so many new things that you're doing, but, I mean, you know, I'm going to go on to the bio I have, but, you know, really, I know there's a lot of new things that you're doing. I'm really excited that you're really making some things happen. New things and stuff.
You're kind. Thank you so much. And by the way, hi, everyone. Nice to be on the show and talk to you again.
Yeah,
hi, Dr.
Robert.
Hi, Dr. Robert.
Lots of good things are exciting going on in my life, as always. Maureen, you know, I keep myself busy just like you guys. It's all about spreading the word.
I think you're taking care of business, making it happen, you know. Well, you know how I always think of you, Robert. And, you know, it's not in your bio, but I'm almost like thinking of you, or in a very thoughtful, with gratitude way, as almost like going towards the workshop guru guy. You know, a lot of new workshops and stuff that you put together, and whether it be that you're doing, showing them on way of a radio, you know what I mean, a radio, also in person, but just it seems like a lot of new things that you really are thriving towards.
Well,
but you know, I want to,
there are lots of things, and we could talk about that whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm not going to be ready.
Not going to be ready for a long time. I have a lot of other things to say, right, Maureen?
I have some caviar coming out. Anyway, right? I do want to. Would you guys like some? Well, I would like to tell everybody a little bit that you know. Dr. Robert Peace. You know, Robert, did you pick that last name for yourself?
You know, I didn't. I was born with it. And it's funny because it was translated when it was brought over with the C to the S. And it's kind of interesting because if it had the C in it, nobody would believe it was my last name. So there you go.
Well, when I always look at it, I know there's an S, but I always see it as the C. I know you say that. Well, I don't know why, but you know how I'm off on another type of way than most people. It's funny you just brought that up because I'm going, yeah, you're right. But I always see it spelled as was. Never mind. You know,
But it's kind of fun because it's like a C that's got a reflection on itself that makes the S.
Yeah, probably. You brought something up, and I'm cracking. I'm laughing really hard inside myself right now. But anyway, you know, but Robert is a PhD. You know, he's a PhD and is a universal spiritual teacher, and by doing a lot of these workshops, he's really opening the doors to a lot of things that people can do things. And also, I love the way you say and I've been I talked to somebody I know about this, the imagination, and that is something. Or you talk about the imagined self. Self and books, spiritual boot camp. But I love the word imagine more than I've noticed a little bit more people talking about that. Have you noticed that, Robert? The wording imagination.
I'm seeing it a lot lately. It's very interesting. I've been doing the imagine, facilitating the imagine workshops and retreats now for, I guess, about 6 years. And somehow in the last year and a half, I'm seeing that word pop up in all sorts of conferences all over that I go to a lot.
Yeah, I know. In fact, it's funny because I as well, and it's it has suddenly. Did you start it? Well, whatever. But I mean, I've noticed that too. And everybody, you know, that word's a very nice, kind word for. It's kind to the children. It's kind to us as, you know, remembering it. But to imagine things is. It's a great word. I like it better than believe. Okay, so I think that. You know, so your whole thing is about this is our wake-up call and imagine. Really, we need to imagine. It's almost like, you know, what they call it, the law of attraction. But you need to imagine, really imagine deliberately to make it so.
Absolutely. I mean, it starts with the imagination. It's about creativity. My new book that's coming out at the end of the year, it's actually a 3-volume set, but it's called The Imagined Self. The second book is The Awakened Self, and the third one's called Exalted Self. So we really do begin with the imagination. It is the creative process that leads us to an intention. Once we have the intention, then we make a decision on what we're going to do. And once we make that decision, then we move in the direction of our intention or prayer. So it's very, very important to allow that process, that creative process to happen and you know, get out of the way of the rules and the programs and the old experiences that keep trying to stifle us and say, you know, you can't do it, you shouldn't do it, you can't afford it, whatever the lack mentality is that comes out of the experiences and the programs, and allow it to flow into the divine self, which is all about the desire. And that's where the imagination begins to really unfold.
Right. You know, Robert, you brought something very interesting up because, you know, the way you were talking about, I think it's great the way the set of three, and you were talking just now. And it is interesting because the first one, we come into this world and children, you know, we hear all the time. When you ever hear the word imagination, you think of Peter Pan or children. And and the thing is, that's the thing that we, I know you can call it intuition, but really it's all about the imagination too. And when you're a child, how magical and everything is. But then again, imagination can be a real thing that you can make it so. But so it's interesting because I heard you say the first one is about the imagination. It's almost like the core, like our core, because that's what we first come in to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we're expressing all the time without limitation, without rules, and without programs.
And that's what we need to, so we have to always remember where we came from on that level and not to forget that so we can then go into the next level as we grow older and the conditions and able to. So, you know, actually, you know what, Robert, I'm wondering, do you, for instance, if we were tonight, do you ever, like if, you know, if have you ever done something where you had everybody imagine, like, I love doing these kind of shows. I haven't done very many. And everybody at the same time, you know, there's a lot of, some people do that. And you imagine or put thought into one thing and see if you can make a difference or make something happen. If you had so many people around doing it, let's say all of us something or imagine. If you all put your imaginations and your thought process together, like collectively, like people can do, that it's amazing what we actually can overcome and accomplish as at the same time be rewarded and with gain and also with pain. But in the workshops, do some people think that the tools that you are saying are necessary maybe for getting, you know, there's tools that you talk about that.
Well, let me explain for a second about what happens in the Imagine workshop. First of all, it's about setting an intention folks come into the workshop, they have all sorts of ideas about what it is that they want, what they desire. Some want more money. Some want more happiness in their life. Some want better health. They have a list of things that they want. And they've been doing work like creative visualizations and all sorts of work. Some haven't, but most of the people who come to my workshops have already sort of done a lot of work on themselves. And what I actually take them through is the process of going from the desire fulfilled. In other words, it's really based a lot on the old Neville Goddard work and the Florence Shin work. I'm not taking full credit for the work. I'm only bringing a twist to it with how I do work, because people always ask me, how is it that you have always been someone who manifests whatever it is that you seem to want? Things just, you always seem to get what you want. And I had to think about that for a long time and thought, well, what is that process, you know? And what I do in the classes, the workshops and the telesummits, is that I bring people into their full potential self first. It's like, how big is your love? And then when people realize they have, well, their love is enormous. And then from that place, anything can be presented into it and transformed. Any doubt, any ideas of fear or programs that they've experienced in their life, we can bring that into that fullness of our love, and we can transform it immediately. And from that place, I have them go a year from now or 5 years from now and ask them to write who they are, what they're doing, who they're with, everything about the process of how they feel, what's the environment they're living in. And from that place, talk about it as if it's already happened. So they have to write out a story about who they are. If they're standing, you know, sitting in Paris at a cafe, it's the year 2013. It's, you know, it's the fall, the wind is blowing, there's, you know, drinking an espresso. They're grateful for all the things they've created for the last year. They talk about it in detail. And really where people get stuck is that they have trouble understanding that we're making our life up. So just make it up. It doesn't have to be real to you now, but make it real in the story. And then they witness that story and give testimony to it. And then through the process of the course, we work backwards from that time to today to figure out, you know, the journey that they took to get there. Who did they become and how did they transform themselves to arrive at this imagined self? And that's really the process of the workshop.
That's fantastic. You know what? My understanding, what I'm hearing you say too, it's like this is what we do to ourselves when we run these tapes and we're imagining all those perceptions that people put on us before. And, you know, that's what you're trying to say. This is the thing we need to do. And then you go backwards. So then it becomes natural. It's really sad. Like for me, I know, you know what I'm talking about. The tape, the ongoing loop.
Right. And that tape isn't an imagined tape. That is that tape is based on programs and experiences that have happened to people, all of us in our life. And we begin to build a story of who we think we are based on those past experiences. And it actually limits our ability and our boundlessness to imagine or envision who we're going to become next, because the now and the next are not present. It's just the past that we're projecting through. So if we go into our imagination, it steps us a lot of times out of the programs and the experiences and the rules, you know what I mean, into a new way of thinking and acting.
Well, because, you know, a lot of those things that happen also, it's not just imagine. If every kid was left alone with their imagination, I think we'd be better off. But it's the perception of what people will perceive that you are, and you believe it when you're young. You know what I mean? Like, so those tapes come naturally, and you get to be a little
sure.
Old.
Experience, you know, and program creates belief.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so as Absolutely. You imagine that you are that person, actually you imagine what that, it's the same thing. But if you go back, I don't know, I like that you're doing. It makes sense to me what you're doing more than anything. I know I'm really, you know, I know intellectually what you're saying. But for me, I know my tape goes on sometimes and on. It's familiar. And it is hard to, I know it can be broke and I know it can be changed. But
it can definitely be changed.
Yeah, you have to have a commitment to it. Also, to be supportive around other people and trust them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Your environment is definitely important. Everyone will say that if they want to make great changes in their life, they have to change their environment. Because if we keep stepping back into our old environment, we keep stepping back into the same old stuff all the time.
Uh-huh. And you stay in that same old place of what was the perception of, and you know, so like I always say, we're colored by environment, the people that are around us. So you probably, you know what, I've never been to any workshop for years, but I've seen some YouTube stuff, and you have a lot of passion, and people get real excited. I mean, you have a great, we all have these energies, right? You know, Bobby has his. I think Bobby has his. You know, Bobby, I'm just joking.
It's strictly caffeine.
Okay. No, I was going to say he's strictly Catholic, and that's why he has. but Robert, you've got this stuff going on, and I'm watching you, I've watched you, and people, it feels good. You know, it's a feel good thing. And there's nothing wrong with feeling good, and it's to be able to understand that feeling and to imagine keeping that momentum. I mean, we're not always going to be feeling good all the time and happy, but that's part of the process. But at least you can imagine that even if you're not happy, at least you can. I don't know. I think I need to go to one of your workshops, preferably in New York City.
Yeah, let's go. Well, we can do it on the telesummits. I'm doing probably a lot of telesummits in the next year. So I invite you to any one of those that you would love to come to. I would love to have you participate in them. There will be blending between the spiritual boot camp. This is your wake up call telesummits, which are really based on my last book, which is a completely different process than the Imagine process. But, they're all good. They're all, they get results. That's what we're asking for. We want a new way of thinking and acting. We want to place it into a new environment outside of our old programs and experiences so that we can really create new results in our life. And then when we do those, we're willing to change and grow, right?
Right. Do you find that there's a lot of different type of age groups that go to these workshops? They're not just, do you find that, there's some all types of ages that this is open? You know what I mean?
They're all different. I have always attracted a certain, I don't want to say a certain age group, but of course the feminine goddess energy is really, really prevalent right now, moving into the ascension process of 2012, 13. So, of course, obviously for me in that process and probably for most of us, that it's mostly women. Women are waking up faster than it appears to be that men are. And we see, not that men aren't, but it just seems it seems like a mass awakening all around the world globally with women. I also see that target market has been in the past for me between 40 and 65. Yes,
right.
There's younger women, but the 40 to 65-year-old group seems to just be popping like popcorn.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I even think even over 75 years old, some of them women I've noticed. And
that's great.
If they got a good thing going on with their man, they could get those 80-year-old guys. But I think that I do feel that everybody, God, is here. You know what? It started in the 60s, Robert. Things started happening, and it was a start, and it was a rough time, but it was the start of where this is where we were heading towards. I don't know what you think, but I'm excited.
I'm definitely excited about the ascension process. I was at an event this weekend and people were saying that some people were turned around to me and said, well, it is the end of days. And I said, it's the end of time as we know it. And the new time or the new thing we're creating is much bigger, much more exciting.
And forget all those and tapes are those tapings, the ones I do will be obsolete, right?
I believe that goodbye. We are moving into a new way of thinking and acting, and we see it. We've seen it for the last 500 years. I'm speaking at a international women's conference in Palm Springs. The weekend of the 17th and the 18th at Rancho Mirage. So for any of the listeners who want to connect with 400 or 500 women who are coming together in a summit. That I'm honored to be one of the keynote speakers as a man at this event. I'm actually talking about the new renaissance of the goddess within, the feminine nature that's coming about.
And that's a really nice place. I know exactly where you're going to be. Fantastic. Good for you.
Yeah, I was just there this weekend. What a fun place. The Westin.
I know.
Mission Hill. What a lovely place. I could move right in.
I know. So you are going to become the guru guy. Those are some fine places. Those are great people down there, too. I don't know. I just feel that, and it suits you well, too, Robert. Because you have a lot of here they come. Here comes the FBI. I'm sorry, the helicopters and the Harleys are all out here in the beach looking for me. I'm sorry about that. But Robert, you're real, you're in California now, and it's like you're just on that boat. You're heading.
And I'm loving it out here. I've got to tell you, Maureen, you know, we've known each other for a long time. And moving from Scottsdale, Arizona, which was like been through the desert on a horse with no name. No remember, name. I used to say that all the time, was a great experience. But the move out here at last Thanksgiving has just been exactly the right thing that I needed to do. It's great. It's great to be out here. Let me tell you. You know.
I think you've been getting a lot of things done. You have your projects. Have you noticed? I mean, really, I've noticed, you know, maybe I just woke up, but I don't think so. But I've noticed.
It's true, though. I've said this before that people said, why LA? And I said, well, it is the broadcast capital of the world. So if you want to broadcast to a larger audience, then I believe it's the place to be. I lived a long time in New York, and you know the work I was doing there. And I felt like I was in transformation, in a transformative period, living in the desert. I wrote a book there. I got 2 degrees there. I launched a radio show in the desert. I mean, it was a very – and I went through a lot of personal transformation. But here, it seems to be pushing and moving and expanding very, very quickly. Very quickly.
Well, you're supposed to be, obviously, and the timing of the timelines that you've been doing, like the desert, it's spiritual stomping ground, I think, you know, out there. But and also New York, it's just, well, I got to go there. I don't want to live there. Well, a half time of the year, but I love it. But the thing is, it suits you fine. And when I saw you, because we all got together, everybody, they don't know. We haven't talked about that much. Bobby and Steve and Brenda and I and Robert, we were all together. And we all were very nice to each other. But I think that you're just where you're supposed to be. And it looks like, Eckhart Tolle talks about the same thing. When he went, he left to do his thing, that the power of now. You know, right. he left his job, and it was a really difficult time. But that's when he put out that book.
Yeah, he came out here in California and lived at somebody else's home. Really have much money or a job, and sat down and spent a couple of years writing that book.
Yeah, and it's like he didn't know that he did, and it's interesting because, like, I know what you're saying, but it really feels like you've been doing it, like, since you've been out here. This is the time. It's the timeline here. So I mean, I don't know. It's almost like, well, you're taking it easy with yourself too. You're enjoying yourself.
Well, you know, you learn
too.
How to pace it. I'm, you know, the events that are coming up for me. I'm at the Aquarius Hotel in Laughlin during Halloween, and then we're in Vegas. Can you imagine doing this work in Laughlin, Nevada, and Las Vegas? Why not, right? Well, and the Women's Conference and Arizona Holistic Conference, and like I said, some telesummits coming up. Dan Hanneman is doing this great healing summit. Calls Raise Your Vibration and Grow Your Healing Business, November 1st through December 21st. That's going to be a telesummit. Folks can learn a lot about all of this on the website in the coming week from me. So I do ask, you know, people to come in and opt in at www.robertpeace.net to get, you know, future information that's going on. And also I have some gifts for people there. So, there's a lot going on tonight. I'd like to offer up a gift to all the listeners for looking for some healing practice. I offer a free master attunement in Reiki, and I would invite everyone to go to www.reikivibes.net, R-E-I-K-I vibes, V-I-B-E-S, .net and sign up. And every Saturday morning, I do a master attunement in Reiki healing. Now, it doesn't allow you to run around and, you know, domini, domini, domini to everybody else, because there's still, you want to go through all the training to be a master teacher. But this is simply to get the attunement to help raise our vibration, especially with during these times, into the healing modalities that we're all, you know, we're doing. It doesn't hurt to have another one. So I invite everyone as a special gift from the show to go to ReikiVibes.net, sign up before the weekend so that we can do a big master attunement at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
Robert, since I last spoken to you, there's been a lot more going on. I mean, it seems like I haven't been that long, but wow.
Been really running, I tell you. You know, it's like, hello, virtual assistant. You know, it's good, Maureen. It's really good. Yeah. It's just stepping into the game and not, I think I've even talked to Bobby Marcheso in the past about this, but, you know, you get to a place where you mentioned earlier where everyone has their moments of getting stuck. And I certainly have had mine. I'd be moving along. and doing the things I love to do and going in the direction of my desire. And then all of a sudden, you know, it just seems like the floodgates open up and the world is, you know, I'm doing more and more and more. And what happens to me and my old programs were that I would get this feeling of being overwhelmed. There was too much going on that I wasn't able to handle. And for a long time, what I didn't recognize, because, you know, healer, heal thyself, is that it was my issues with control, that I felt I needed to be in control of every part of it. You know, I was micromanaging my own life, and I don't even do that with others. It's kind of crazy. But I had become, you know, this person that felt that, you know, if I didn't know every aspect of every part of what it was that I was doing, then I would become overwhelmed because I couldn't, you know, keep up with it. And then it would be like a fuse that would ignite a bomb, and I'd find myself having internal combustion and blowing up, and then pushing the wealth away, you know, yeah, and saying, run back into the cave as fast as you can. You know, there's a hailstorm going on out there. You just got to protect yourself. And back into the cave I would run. So looking at that program and that cycle has been, you know, my work for myself. I've been healing myself now for, you know, 40 years.
Well, there's hope for me is what you're
saying. I'm slow. I'm very slow.
You know, Robert, I wanted to ask you, so you have a show tonight, don't you? We were talking about that. You have, isn't that
I don't.
You,
I don't. Doug asked me that earlier. No, my new show aired last night, the Dr. Robert Show.
And
I have the reading room on Tuesday night. So I have shows. I have a live show on Tuesday night, but the Wednesday night show at 9 o'clock on CoCreatorNetwork.com is a pre-recorded program.
Okay, so that was the one that you just launched on the September, was it the September 19th when we were speaking? Was that?
Actually, it got pushed to the 26th. Oh. You know, I'm producing the show. Yeah. It's my first outing as a producer to just get my feet wet, because we're taking it to 5 days a week and we're going to web television with that, as I've spoken to you before. We have Bobby Marqueso on my show. I don't know if your listeners are aware of that. UFOlogy with us, and I would love to invite everyone on that's here tonight to join me at some point doing a 10-minute segment, because it's a current affairs show in spirituality. What's the beat? What's the pulse? I have a weekly astrologer that talks about current affairs and politics and whatever is going on in the world global market with the stars. And, you know, Maureen, I want you on to do a piece on nurturing behavior you know, embracing love and all that. But yeah, I've got a shaman chef. She talks about recipes and food and nurturing us through the Food for Thought series of it. And then I have guests on for about 20 minutes every week. Not so much a Q&A about pitching a book or whatever. That's okay too. But really, we ask the question, and it's all based on the golden rule. You know, what are you doing for others, and what are you receiving from that? Because we want to get more connected to both the giving and the receiving part of our life. You know, we're all trying to give, and how many of us are really accepting help from others and receiving
We have a lot of times we have, I know I have a hard time, and I, because I want to be all strong, but it is very dysfunctional. But I think the show that you're doing, I'm sure it's going to even evolve into another and more into something. I think it's a wonderful idea. It's not about psychics, but we were talking, you and I, about that. It just sounds fantastic. And Bobby is going, he's like a popular man on the campus.
Yeah, he's got a 10-minute segment every week. Love having him there. Yeah, he's great. He talks about last night's show, he talked about ancient aliens. So, you know, we're just giving a little buzz there. I know Bobby's a psychic medium, and I kind of pulled this out of him. I said, what else do you love? And he said, oh, I love all this UFO stuff. So I said, well, let's do that for a while. And eventually it's going to be plug and play. You know, we're just building it now, Maureen. It's like I said, going to be a 5-day a week show. So we're taking it slow, you know, nice and easy.
But you sound like you sound happy. And I'm happy listening to all the stuff going on that you're doing. If you can do it, I can do other things. But, you know, I feel you've gotten some really good people or grouping. You know, everything's coming together. And, you know, and things will evolve or change too. But as long as Bobby's there. Where is Bobby? Is he not there?
I'm right here.
As long as Bobby's
Is Bobby there.
There?
Is that a song?
Yeah. No, he's Bobby. He's just Bobby that. No, I'm just Bobby. But, you know, So on your website, Robert, because you gave some, the vibe, those vibe, is everything like that on your website? All these other things that you were saying that people could go. I mean, you must have a lot of information if that's
right. What I'm doing now, because the website is like a yin and yang. One side of it is Dr. Robert Peace, which is all things that I'm personally doing, my coaching, my readings, the work that I'm doing. And of course, I'm here on Psychic Access. You know, I do live readings here on Psychic Access and love being here. I've been here, I guess, 3 years now, 2 or 3 years. I don't even know. It just goes so fast. But then the other side of it is Robert Peace International, which is the Humble Dragon film company, the publishing company, Give It Wings Publishing, and the Imaginators, which is the facilitators that we're training to be Imagine. But what's opening up, why I'm asking people just to go in and opt in on the front page and put their information down is because what we're getting ready to launch throughout this year is more telesummits, more giveaways, more opportunity for people to connect into more healing work. And of course, there'll be packages on there that if they're interested in purchasing, there'll be that. But I'm doing a whole meditation series that we're gifting to allow people to do a 21-day meditation process. And, you know, it's a lot. So since we're in the build of it, a lot of that stuff isn't up yet. So if people just go to www.robertpeace.net, opt in under Dr. Robert Peace with their information, then they'll begin getting maybe twice a month information on it.
That's fantastic. In fact, I think it's great that you're doing it because we're going to take a break in a moment. We are going to take a break right now, Robert, and we'll be right back, everybody, with Dr. Robert Peace.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
And we are back with Dr. Robert Peace. And I was just saying, he sounded fantastic. And he was, Robert, you just told me, what did you say?
I have a radio studio, so I'm at the radio studio.
Oh, fabulous lifestyle. You know, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, it's amazing because it's really in this work. Again, it's so funny because we talked earlier about why I moved to L.A. And it's interesting that I never even thought about having a broadcast studio until I was in L.A. And then it was all about broadcasting out to the world. I mean, I could have done this in Arizona or New York, but something about being here. And I do a lot of live events and recordings and stuff, and you really realize, hey, you need good equipment.
You're right about that. I'm noticing myself, my little Kodak camera's not doing it with the old bulb. No, it's just not doing it. And also, you know, it's the sun.
You actually sound really good. You sound good.
Well, it's that pill I took. You know, I think that, well, thank you, but you know, I feel it's the sunny California type of for you, perhaps, maybe too. I don't know. I don't know, Robert. You know, I was talking to you, and you do so much, and people go. I mean, I know that people ask you. They're approaching you. You don't even have a public. What do they call it? People that have whatever they have, publicists and everything. People are seeking you out, and they're inviting you to do these things. I mean, so you have just been, you've kind of like just by word of mouth all through the country. Well, the United States, really. Isn't that
right? Well, actually, it's global. I will be going to Hong Kong and China this next year, and back to Singapore. So that's really cool. But you know, something I have to express this. We've all been doing the work, and part of the work is that we've been learning how to manifest what it is that we want to create, connecting to our desires. You know, everyone is doing the work, whatever level we're all playing in the field of the energy. And really what you realize, Maureen, is if you keep doing it, you keep putting yourself in a place of beingness and mindfulness, you begin to really have all that you want from that place of spirit, because, you know, it's all about abundance. It's the hard part. We're in our lack instead of our wealth. So for me, I'm just, you know, I had to learn a lot of things in life. I had to learn to be more grateful. I had to learn to be more appreciating. I had to learn to be more mindful. So I did that through meditation. I've been meditating since 1971. So it's been a while, you know, and I had to learn to put myself in the position to really be instead of just always do, and to receive instead of always give. And, you know, I think after a while we realize that whatever we need when we need it comes to us exactly at the moment we need it. And if we can just get out of our way and allow that process, then we're really in the flow.
Yeah, I like how you put that. If we could just get out of our way.
It's hard. It's hard for us because we've got all those programs.
It's very simple. You know, it really is the way you worded that. It's like surrendering to it. Just okay. just it's okay. And I think you must get a lot of people. You have a lot of people that really will commit, that maybe have never done anything like that, anything on themselves or work or thought about. And once they get in and listening to this, what you're talking about, and It's not any big secret.
No, you know, it's not.
It's not a secret. Everybody's talking about it. It's just knowing, deserving it, for one. Everybody deserves to be treating themselves gently and everything else, but also to be trusting. Like I brought that up, and I'm all for, you know, how I feel about the collective, you know, the whole collective, and I feel it's really lovely. It's very honorable that you are. What you were saying, that you were going to be doing a lot of things where people can, you know, meditation or doing this or giving that, not, you know, they don't have to, you know, pay for anything like that. So everybody can get something out of something and then pass it, you know, get into it and commit to it and see how it works. It will work for people.
Right. The meditation package that's getting ready to be launched, the 21-day series, is from a meditation that I taught over a period of years. Every Wednesday, I would invite people to come and meditate. And each Wednesday, we did a different meditation, whether it be a standing, walking, lying, sitting, eyes open, eyes shut, breathing, visualization, all different kinds. Because what I've discovered over the years, people feel they cannot do it. A lot of people feel they don't have the time, or they don't know how, or they can't. They feel like they've got to concentrate, or they need a mantra, or whatever. And I said, well, look, this is the easiest way. Here's a whole package of them. And then you do each one and find the ones that feel right for you, because it's all about feeling good about ourselves. And if you find the ones that work for you, that's what you want to do, you know?
You know,
and
Robert,
that may change. A month, 2 months from now, it may be a different one.
Somebody called once. I don't know if the other hosts remember this, but I got this call. It was, I don't know, months and months ago. And she was really concerned. Her question was, she was on the show, and she was concerned, really concerned. I mean, it was overwhelming her that she was so trying so hard to meditate, and she was frustrated. And I remember, and I said to her, I said, listen, because I remember in the 70s when I was, I was into, Maharishi in TM, and I was young, but I too thought there was something wrong with me because I couldn't get it. Because there were these rules like this, 20 minutes, and I think you're familiar, you did TM or something, but she was very upset, and it was sad because she, and I said to her, I go, you know what, you just need to be still, I am saying this of all people, because I know what you're talking about, for me, I would,
you make me laugh, I love you so much.
But what I found for me, after I spoke to her and it dawned on me, I go, you know what I'm talking to her about? I said, you're okay. Everything's fine. You don't need to. But that's how it has some of this meditation stuff. And it's really nice to hear how you're presenting it. And it doesn't have, there's no rules here, because for me, if I go sit for 2 seconds, now I'm just doing it, I feel okay about that. And I do feel better. And I don't have any freaking out, like I should have done it longer. Maybe I won't get any benefit. But it is something. So people get frustrated, and that's not what the whole idea behind it is, because then we have road ragers on the road because they couldn't meditate properly. But I think that you're right. If everybody's kind of a different person, you know, some people could sit in the middle of a room and just shut themselves down, Maharishi, for instance, and, you know, a big party going on. And I could.
Well, I think they're just introductions to a way of living. Again, it's all about mindfulness. And every generation, you know, as you get older and you've been around on the planet for a while, we begin to realize that there's a new wave that's occurring every few years, and a new way of thinking and acting, a new opportunity for new growth, and ways that people have learned and experienced it. They bring out new books or new programs or teaching modalities that are just there to keep, you know, just laying those breadcrumbs down, you know, getting people to having people to understand that there is another way. There is a divine source within us that is much, much bigger than the experiences that are based on programs and, you know, past experiences that have led us through, you know, rules and regulations that have been set down by our parents or by governments or by religions, which are all, you know, not judging them good or bad. But there is another experience that we're having here that is much larger than whether or not it's important to follow the rules and, you know, be thin or fat and whatever we're doing, you know, have wealth, lots of money or no money. How we judge that experience is what's in our way. I think all of it, whatever it is, whether it's whatever kind of meditation, it's the fact that when people step into a commitment to really create, to say to themselves, I'm going to make a decision to create change in my life. I'm going to make a decision right here, right now, to, you know, to grow and to put myself in a position that I have experiences that give me new results. I'm going to make a decision to get out of my box and do something new and different, some different than I've done before. And that's mm-hmm. when we begin to break through and have new experiences in our life that bring us new results. And people then can get excited again. And so right. all of us that are doing that, it's an extraordinary journey, right?
Well, you know, so people are more present that by doing that. They're more present. You know, like when I'm talking about, they're there. Some mm-hmm. people, they're just not present. Sometimes I'm not, like, you know, but not present. And if we were a little bit more present with each other, but, you know, it does take a lot of trust. A lot of people do trust you. You know, Robert, I wanted to ask you something. Do you have any, I don't know, I've never asked you this before. I just thought about it because you're doing so much more of these conferences, workshops. Are you ever thinking of, do people want to be, are they interested in having certification for things? You know, sometimes people want, you know, if they do something, they, you know, they want to feel like they'll get a certification for something if you, they did. Do you follow me? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, absolutely. My Imagine work, I actually teach people to be facilitators in the work so they can go out and do the work also. But yeah, there are different levels in any mentoring coaching program where you attract people in by giving them what they think they want, because depending on whatever financial lack therein yeah. will determine how much they're willing to move forward. And so you bring them in at a level that they feel comfortable, give them a new experience, show them a new experience in their life. They become excited. And then they're wanting to go to the next level. They're wanting to have yet a new experience because they're, you know, they've got more, you know, results in their mm-hmm. life. And so as we grow these telesummits or workshops over the years, they, you know, then there's another level because people come back and say, I want more of, I want to know deeper of what it is that you're talking about. So that's where, you know, we keep building on that. It's kind of creates, right? It grows.
Yeah.
It's nurtured and it grows like a flower.
Robert, you know, you the wording you're using, it's interesting. I like it. Telesummit now. There, you know, you used to be a webinar. Is it, what is a telesummit for people that might not know? I mean, what a telesummit is it?
It's different than a webinar. Well, a webinar is usually when you get on and you teach a class and you invite people in and they sign up and do it. A telesummit oftentimes is a group of people. It's usually someone who is sponsoring it, who is also going to be the one that sort of hosts the event.
Right.
It's kind of like a conference, and then anywhere from 5 to 20 people then interact over a period of weeks, giving their point of view on a certain topic, like the one I'm doing this fall, which is raising your vibration to mm-hmm. healing your business. So there's a lot of people involved with it that are coming from their different levels of understanding, so that when you sign into these, and normally they're free. The process of a telesummit is to bring people into a new experience through a lot of different opportunities for growth. Each person involved in that telesummit has a package that they're offering, both a gift that may be offering plus a package of something they you may be interested in doing. And then ultimately out of that, there may be a very large organized webinar on the other side of that if people are interested in opting into that after they've gone through the telesummit and listen to all these points of view, may opt into that. But it's a way for all of us to connect to a variety of people at a given time with actually no upfront cost, so that we can really connect to the different kinds of opportunity that's there for us. It's very exciting.
Well, you know, Robert, are you going to be doing any telesummits? I would, in my visualizational mind right now, are you going to be doing any of this where it would be like web TV?
I am, you know, you're so psychic, Maureen.
Well, it's just in my mind. I'm thinking that it'd be
fantastic. That and the question is written down by her.
What you mean? I'm all that and then some. I'm not a medium.
No, you're psychic, but you have the list of questions in front of you, so that helps.
I don't have any questions in front of me, Mister. In fact, I'm on no script at all tonight.
There's no script. This is being very spontaneous. I can tell.
yeah, Bobby. You know, yeah. So you have it. You know, because I could see it be. That would really get. I don't know if this is pumping. One dance, but you know, I think. Well, Robert, you have a way. You get people. You know, it's not a bunch of hokey pokey stuff, but your passion and excitement for what you're doing and wanting people to, you know, be part of and find their thing or not or whatever. Or be exposed.
You know what's exciting here, Maureen, is that as each one of us grow in our opportunity to create wealth, and wealth is in many forms. It's money is the miracle. Money's energy also. And we often as a spiritual people tend to push that away thinking, oh, I need to be the monk. I need to be the vow of poverty. But it's not about that. The universe wants us to have it all. And when we really raise ourselves up in our vibration to really begin to know that it's all about being in the wealth, which is really what abundance is all about. Abundance is a bigger picture. But then we begin to realize that we can use that energy to support other people who are on their way up that same sort of rise to creating wholeness in themselves. So we're really here, and I think it's you and I and everyone here tonight on the show, to commit always to, you know, raising the vibration, helping ourselves so that we can really be of service to others so that they can help themselves to be of service to others. And imagine what the world will be like when we all are in our wealth. There's no longer lack on the planet. Imagine that place.
Well, I think that's the good word, imagine, and we all – I don't think it's unreasonable that we should. It's not an unreasonable thing to do.
Not unreasonable. It's doable. It's very doable. We have the tools, and we're gaining the tools every day from doing the work, and that's what we're sharing, really. So it's very easy to get once we start walking in the direction of what our true desire, heart's desire is, and that is to what? Be whole, to be at peace, to fulfill ourselves.
Yes, and you know what? To have people be honest and nice and trusting. Yeah, I would keep going back into that because it does break my heart coming across some. And it is what it is. I'm not saying you know, it pains me though, and I'm an empath. I get pained. I mean, I get wounded inside when I don't know what's going on really on the other side of the world. I'm not talking politically or anything like that, but I feel pain, and I'm like, God, that's so. I don't know. I just what you're saying is so nice because, like, I would want to share. Wealth comes in many forms. You're right. And they always say a man lived a rich life, or he was a rich man. Which, you know, which is it? But he lived a rich life.
Both. And this,
well, yeah.
How about both?
How about De Niro both? $20. Have a good time.
Why either or? Why can't it be all of it? Abundance is. It's the wealth of life in all of its
opportunities. And you want to share it. And I want to share it. Like I was saying, thinking this way. I want to be able to have financial independence, but I want to share it with my daughter. I want to share it with whatever or other people. Like you said, share it with
best
them.
Best friend, Bobby.
That's the creative process, right? The creative process is once we have it, when once we realize it, what is the ultimate thing that we want to do? Of course, it's exactly what we all want to do. We want to be able to share it with others because, as you speak often in your work, it's about community. Yeah. You know, we want to be all together in the dance.
Yeah, and I don't want to be in a nurse's home.
Well, only if you're dancing.
Yeah, well, and okay, it would have to be a really cool, not called the, I don't like, there's, you know, cool, what's the, gosh, what do they call the beatnik? Never mind. No, I'm going to go on a different tangent.
My idea of a nursing home is in Bali. The entire island of Bali is a nursing home.
Yeah.
That's where I want to be.
Yes. And swimming with the dolphins. You know, in fact, I'm going with you. I'll be going. But, you know, Robert, I know we need to, I have to get ready to, like, you know, say goodbye. But before I do that, you do have the book, is it the 3-series book that's coming out in November? Is that the one you're...
Right. We have Spiritual Bootcamp, This Is Your Wake-Up Call, which is available now on Amazon.com. And it's also, you can just click on it right here on psychicbloggers.com, which is part of this whole website that Doug Christian has put together, and that is available there. And then the new book's coming out next, I guess it's now, I'm hearing it's like December the 5th or 6th that it's going to launch, and it'll be available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. And then we start the little bit of touring around in the spring to do a book signings again.
Oh, yeah, right between the holidays. That'll be so great.
Right.
You manifested that one, didn't you, on timing? That's fantastic.
Yeah, let's do it. Right at the Fashion Week in February in New York City. Hallelujah.
I know. Oh, gosh, that'd be so lovely. You'd be, that's fantastic. Well, you know, when everybody, Robert's information also is available on psychicaccesstalkradio.com. But is there anything else that you would like to, like something that you would like to say before we say our...
Well, again, thank you so much for having me here this evening. I really appreciate and value all of you and honor the process of being a part of this wonderful show that has been put together for people to be able to get an opportunity to, you know, grow our wealth, grow our happiness. I really appreciate it, Maureen.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Robert, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're making so much money that you're getting some work done on your face, but you look you look really good. You've been looking.
Can you see me?
No, and I saw you not too long ago. I was talking to Doug, and you look fantastic. I mean, you know, you're working hard, but it's things. Maybe also being around Bobby can help, you know, because he brings it out.
Don't forget me.
And Brenda, of course.
Yeah, Lady Brenda looks awesome. She rocked PopCon LA two months ago when we were there.
She's a hot-looking woman, everybody. She's beautiful, and I'm here to say. Brenda, you, I love you. Well, you know how I feel about you. Robert, I really enjoyed having you tonight. I love talking to you.
Thank you.
And I'm really glad you're in California.
Well, thank you. We're almost all out here. Steve, I think, is the only one on the East Coast, right, Steve?
Dr. Robert, I was thinking when you've got your own TV show, you'll probably want to transfer me at your cost.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll just put that in your writer and your contract. How about that?
But Steve, maybe
absolutely.
You could lift your house and move it on to California because I you know, I know your house is something special. You know, maybe put it, you know, on a plane. Spruce Goose could take it over.
Well, listen, let's all have you on my show, the Dr. Robert Show, really soon here. I've got Bobby coming around every week right now. But let's do, you know, a kind of fun show where all of you come on and we just sort of, you know, just really just process some information out for the public. I think they'd like that.
Yeah, I think that meeting of the minds, that would be really nice. That would be very nice. I say count me in, definitely. Well, Robert, thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate you. As you know, I don't need to say it, but I am going to, and I do really have a lot of regard and respect, even more so than that. I mean, it's just grown more since I've known you, and I'm excited, really excited about everything. And you're
thank you, Maureen. Thank you, and I love you too, and I love everybody tonight here. It's great to, like I said, to have met you at PopCon LA physically in the body. All of us got to have lunch together, which was really a great experience. No,
and I made an issue out of everything, but yeah, it was.
That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. That was the best part, right?
It was really fun. It was great. It was really great. It was fantastic. It really was. Thank you,
Brenda. Thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome. So there you have it, and I clap. And I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, we okay, all you too. But... Thank you very much. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Robert. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, guys. Bye. Very quiet. Very quiet. Robert's saying, yeah, his equipment sounds pretty nice. That studio equipment he's using.
Oh, I'm envious. Wow.
I want some of that. Did you sound how good he sounds? Wow. Okay, well, I'm going on to take that. We're going to get some of ourselves. Well, you know, everybody, Robert, Dr. Robert's information is on the site. And Robert is also, you know, a reader over at psychicaccess.com. And we all know Robert, and Robert knows us. So I want to take a moment to make a few announcements, and it goes like this. We want you to stay tuned for, and hello everybody in the chat room, by the way. I haven't been in there. I don't know what's happening. I know everybody's so wonderful in there. I really think our chat room's one of the best, but it's people in there. I want to let people know to stay tuned for the second half of our of the show that we're doing now, and to get the free on-air reading with the authentic gifted psychics called Maureen, Bobby, and Steve, and Brenda. We will announce the call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen. And you can have a pencil, too, or paper ready. If you were unable to catch our show last week on Encountering Your Life Review, I really liked that show. Who was anchor of that show last week, by the way? Bobby, right?
That was me.
Yeah, it was a very good. Yeah, I told you it was a very good show. Oh, very interesting, Bobby's energy. You will find a recorded archive link as well as other archives of all our previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com under the archives tab. It's very easy to navigate. So please feel free to circulate the archives link and future show details to your friends and family, because it is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible. As you know, we are all in this world together, and we are all going to be very happy come December, was it 12th or 13th? Anyway, there's nothing bad coming, everybody, because this is why. Be sure to visit psychicbloggers.com, because you can read a lot about it, some really great things. The site is wonderful, really great, and everybody, the authors are on psychicaccess.com, and you can learn about everything and research different things that people writing and identify with them, from paranormal to aliens that Bobby's interested in, reincarnation to what Steve's interested in, the how-tos of psychic development. And Brenda, you know, you're as close to the center of the earth as you can get. So actually, Brenda, hey, you have a great blog over on Egypt, right? I read something. Is that true?
Yes.
Really lied.
More to come on Egypt, definitely.
Yeah, in fact, I just had a thought I wanted to talk about it for about a couple hours. But anyway, I also, if you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you will find the best verified and accuracy tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts, and each psychic has a detailed profile as well as a video you can watch, which I think is a very nice feature myself. So you can listen to them and see them, and for you to find out more about them and choose from the list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. I have been working with Doug for a long time since I was younger. Well, and it is an honor, because he has a lot of regard for what he created and the people that work with him. And that's why the expectations are high, and we're the best site around, I think. I don't know whether you all agree, but I agree with that. I'm just not just saying that. It's true. We've got great callers to call in. If you're let me see. And where am I at now here? Anyway, please, if you'd like a personal reading, please be sure to visit us over at psychicaccess.com. By the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every... I'm sorry, on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. So for more details, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. You can find all that information on the sites here too, on the site, you know, there's some. Okay, and I'm reading here some interesting stuff. Okay, I'm hearing, okay. All right. Someone's telling me something. I'm echoing, or maybe it's me. Okay, so anyway, the call-in number for readings, are you ready? At the end of this show is 724-444-4851. I'm trying to pay attention to the other thing, too. And that's being talked about. And I don't know if anybody put that in. Brenda, did you put in the phone number? Again, that number is 724-444.
Do it right now.
Thank you. I know why the girls have to wait. But Julie put it in. 724-444-4851. And, you know, a lot of, you know, sometimes, you know, we have times where we have breaks, people we can get in. But a lot of times, you know, you need to get on when the phone line opens. So I'm trying to, okay. So we're ready to take calls. Is that what this is about?
Or okay. We could talk about our guest and what each of us thought, maybe.
Yeah, I know. We
could start kibitzing.
We could kibitz. Like
we could kibitz.
I like kibitz better than banter, so we can now say kibitz. And unbeknownst to me, it makes the same sense of banter. So let's go kibitz, kaboodle. And my took is, I'll start talking Yiddish. Okay, so the kibitzing will begin with who? Brenda. Could you kibitz with us?
Well, I liked what he was talking about, especially about meditation, because I have always felt, because I've been doing this work a really long time, over 20 years. I don't want to say exactly how many, but it's well over 20 years. But I've always felt that if you are interested and concerned with your spiritual development, before you do anything, you've got to learn how to meditate, center yourself, being able to like concentrate on you know, be able to get in the zone, as it were, so that you can get in touch with who you really are and, you know, any type of spirit guides or anything, any messages that are going to come through. It's the very first step in everything. That's what I believe.
Well, your beliefs are really good. I like your beliefs. And Brenda, do you, I know you're a Reiki, I can remember.
I'm a Reiki master teacher.
So, you know, I wanted to ask you real quick about that. I don't know, Bobby, are you also certified? You're certified, you know,
yeah.
So what is involved? I'm just curious. Steve, are you as well?
I'm not actually, Maureen. No, I haven't done any Reiki training. I would like to in the future. I've done some hands-on healing in spiritualist churches, but I haven't actually done Reiki. I'm mostly interested in studying.
Right.
You know, so when it comes to my personal development, I tend to focus on studying, such more traditional studying, really. But I probably should do some Reiki at some stage when I have time. I'd like to.
You know, it's interesting you bring it up because and Brenda and Steve or anybody out there listening that does this, I don't know why all these years, and because, you know, Brenda, you know, ever since I've been doing, you and I've been doing this professionally for about same time, you know, 20 some years. Steve, I'm like with you. I was more about researching or doing that. And I don't know what that means, maybe my personality, but I always thought of I don't know. It's like committing to do something. It's a technique is what it is, isn't it, Brenda?
And it takes discipline. And I really feel that, you know, in the metaphysical world, contrary to what a lot of people think, I feel that if you want to really get serious about your spiritual development, you have to exercise some sort of discipline. You really do.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I mean, because a lot of us are out of our minds.
Well, I'm not just saying that because I'm a Capricorn.
No, I agree with you.
Well, but we like structure, but the true power and the true, you know, focus, you've got to have some sort of discipline when you're learning all this. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with that. And in fact, I noticed a lot of people that are, well, you know, it's me, and I feel so much, I don't know where it's coming from. It's hard for me sometimes to be where I'm supposed to be. It might be in the center of a room while I'm outside in some alley. Craziness or whatever. But Reiki keys can also be done for yourself. Is that true?
Well, this is true. I mean, I do Reiki on my, you know, if I get hurt, I do Reiki for myself. I do Reiki for other people. Reiki is an incredible healing modality. And
the mental healing, is that what more?
No, I'm really what it is, what it is, Reiki healing is an energy, but it's not that you create that energy. You channel that energy, you move that, and the energy moves wherever it's supposed to go. But once you become attuned, you get your Reiki attunement, then you can do the healings. And then once you get your Reiki master teacher, then you can give attunements to people. But I would suggest anybody, like people that I know, like I have clients that have chronic illness. I mean, it's not always, you know, possible for them to go weekly to get Reiki treatment. So I give them their, like their Reiki one attunement so they can work on themselves.
Yeah. yeah. Well, Bobby, I'm reading these things that you were talking to me, like no one knows about. It's kind of rude. I'd like to know what your intention was with those rude remarks.
I said you're killing me because I have a permigrin on my face when I listen to you. It's strictly delight.
Oh, it is.
But,
oh,
yeah, I did say that you're killing me. You are killing me.
You know, it's that bipolar. Yeah.
That's very funny.
No, you know, my father's year anniversary of the year of his death is this weekend, and I'm killing myself with this one. So
has it been a year?
Yeah, Bobby, you've been with us for a year because you just started.
That was crazy to think in that way.
I was like the first or second show because it was a show that night I was doing, and it was October 6th. So Wall Street sitting there and go, where's my dad? He's having business meetings. But so I'm killing myself. I'm getting kind of but I'm not giving an excuse. I think someone other than you or Steve and someone else is going to want to kill me later. Anyway, Bobby, I didn't know, you know, Robert, you're doing stuff with Robert, I know, on the show. And what do you think? I think it's a really kind of I was confused when he was explaining it to me weeks and weeks ago. But you've done, yes, I didn't know you're into the, well, the UFO aliens. Are you an alien?
This is how I'm penetrating the defenses. Yes, I pose as a talk show host and ufologist. See, then I get in and then I sway everybody's mind and then we take
really
over.
Look like? What do you really look like?
that's classified.
Well, I have pictures.
You couldn't handle it.
Oh, I can't. I have pictures. But metamorphosed. You know, I think that I know. I just think it's great that I can't wait to hear your alien.
No, but, it's, you know, it's just a fascination, really. I've talked about it on this show before.
Well, it's true. You know what? They're coming. I mean, well, I did a show on the UFO. Remember that? It was a good show. That guy he was at a big conference, and he took the time out to go outside to talk in an interview. And I don't know. I'm just going on that direction. I don't know what, but Robert, if he hears this, Robert, are you into? I don't hear Robert talking much about UFOs, but I do think that it's a kind of nice thing. You know what? I don't think they should be called aliens because, you know, that's where people are, where I live down here. It's a nice name. But I think we should call them extraordinary different people. You know, or extraordinary different essence of,
well,
whatever.
Technically, if you look at it as well, they're not even really different. They're supposed to be us, aren't they? We're supposed to.
Yeah, I think we are.
We're all linked. So, they're either us in the future, evolved to that, or again, we came from them. We respond by them.
Bobby, we were pretty beaten up with an ugly stick before all of a sudden suddenly we're standing up a little straighter. I think that they gave us some of their DNA. I mean. You know, you can't. I mean, I kind of look at it that way. I mean, really, it's kind of like a scientific fact if you're still looking at it. Now, I don't know what you and Brendan, you and Steve think, but how suddenly this, you know, a human kind of whatever suddenly just has starting to look a little bit different in the skull. It stands straighter. It wasn't from the DNA that was going on. I don't know. Thank the cats, you know. Thank the cats. But I wonder, you know, what Robert's doing, I think, sounds so great. And I don't know what he's really up to. I'm just joking around, you know. I'm just messing about Robert. But he sure gets around. I mean, he sure gets asked to go to these wonderful places. Like, I don't know if you know about where he's going to Palm Springs. I know of it. It's really nice.
Has he been to Knoxville, Tennessee?
No, you know, Steve, I think that's your area. Won't touch it.
I had an email from somebody quite well known saying, I sometimes feel really badly that you're holding down the fort in Tennessee.
No, I don't blame him, because you know that's a really great area for, you know, the beauty of it all.
It's gorgeous.
My younger brother's gonna be there next. My little brother's gonna be in town there next week. Would you do me a favor? I have a job for you. No. No, I didn't mean anything. My brother would never hear this. But no, because, yeah, you've got a great – there's a lot of spiritual community up there with the Smoky Mountain oysters. No, with the Smoky Mountain.
There's a lot going on. There really is
a lot.
There
are. You know, you're right. In fact, it's funny because being in California, you think – I've noticed that there is a lot going on here, but then there's always something going on here. But I have noticed, like, I lived in Utah for a while. My sisters lived there for a million years. And they have a really interesting – their community, a lot of people are very spiritually, metaphysically connected with what they're doing. It's fascinating. So, I'm going to go to Tennessee now. Okay, I'm reading. Readings won't start till never. Okay, so anyway, who haven't I not asked about what they want to say? What do you think about my energy tonight, Steve?
I think you're great, Maureen.
No, you know.
Love you to bits.
Nervousness and
Maureen, you're on a roll, honey. You're on a roll.
That's just called nervousness. I am on the roll, and you know what? I'll probably get told off. I don't care. But I think that you know what? I've been really trying lately to think. I've been using the word gratitude. I love that word. Gratitude is one of my I know I've used it. Ingratitude. I love that word. I know grateful is nice, but gratitude is beautiful. I always think gratitude is just a beautiful word. I don't know why. And how to use that in a sentence much, I don't know. But I'm in gratitude. I look back and I look around at things. I go, boy, how beautiful it is, or this, or how not my clothes are right now. But I have full, complete, so much gratitude being down here at the beach. And I don't go out maybe for 10 days. And I'm looking at it. And I go, gosh, it is so beautiful. And it's complete gratitude I have. So...
it's important, Maureen. I was reading a really interesting book about spiritual alchemy last night, and it was explaining that everything that we experience represents a spiritual opportunity. So, for example, even when something bad happens, there's an opportunity in it, and the spiritual alchemist transmutes every experience into an opportunity for spiritual expansion, for our evolution. So it was saying, for example, you know, when money's tight, we can be upset that money's tight, or we can actually acknowledge that it's a cycle that's reminding us that we belong to nature, and that we do operate in these cycles of nature, and that actually nature doesn't revere material belongings or money, and it's a reminder that this is the truth, that we don't take money with us, for example. So I just found it really interesting, because it was talking about gratitude and saying, you know, if money's tight, really enjoy all the things you've got. Be happy about the fact that you've got the experience to truly appreciate all the things that you have and perhaps don't look at or use.
That's
and
right.
To build a more responsible relationship with money. So it's just giving lots of examples like that. But there is gratitude to be found in everything.
Yeah.
You know, I spoke with a client today who had lost her mother. Her mother had passed to spirit. And her mother was really specific in her evidence. It was just so exciting. But her mother was saying to her, don't be sad. We had... and we still have the most beautiful relationship. And so many people don't have that. So many kids don't have that relationship with a parent. And there's something to be really grateful for. And so I like what you're saying about gratitude, because there's gratitude to be found in everything.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a nice word. I just like this. I like the word. I like grateful. You know how it means being grateful or appreciative. But you know what it is? It's almost like, you know, when you do yoga and then, you know, at the end you do not, you know, you put the prayer thing. It's like you honor it. And that's how I feel. I was going through a rough time in the past 10 days. I was on one of my funk glows, you know. And, well, so, you know, I tell everybody, I don't care. I mean, it happens. But, you know, I was outside of my door, and I decided to put a picture of the beach I had taken and printed up, whatever. And I don't, you know, just, I wasn't for anybody else. And I decided to write this, I have complete gratitude for this beauty. I left it on my door for a while. People threw eggs at me. No, they didn't. But I mean, I felt, you know, it's almost like I gave honor to, like, you know, that, you know, yoga, you know, yoga after, you know, at the end, how you put in a prayer position. Well, Steve, you do yoga. You know what I'm talking about. And
I love
and Brenda.
Yoga.
Yeah, and Brenda. And yeah, I've been starting it back up in my house myself. I'm a yoga queen. But, you know, it is. And, you know, speaking of that, we all get so, you know, in the yoga, they were talking about how we pull our, you know, we're always going so fast. Our heads are going ahead of us. You know, our heads are always pushing ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And it was funny because I was doing.
Do you do yoga, Steve? Do you do yoga?
I do. Yeah. I do power yoga. I try to do it 5 times a week now.
I love it.
Power yoga. I've never done power yoga. I've been doing hatha since the 70s.
Oh yes, yeah, hatha's nice. I like power yoga because I like a really rigorous workout, mm-hmm. and I like all the strength work. But as Maureen was saying, the meditation at the end of it's just bliss.
Yeah,
you know, I've had some incredible connections with spirit during yoga, and particularly during the meditation at the end. And I find that yoga really works to release energy that's trapped. Mm. You know, I witnessed an amazing healing last Sunday at the Healing Center in Knoxville. And there was a lady that's been in pain for 4 years, chronic pain. And she had a healing with a Maori healer called Ana Gonsalves. And you could hear this client yelling in the treatment room. And she came out of the treatment room after two hours and just burst into tears and said, I'm not in any pain. I'm not in any pain at all. I've been healed. And so she was explaining to me how Anna had been working on her body and sort of identifying parts of the body where trauma was stored.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, now there's this trauma, this part of your body would relate to such and such. And then she would release it. And this client emailed me today saying she hasn't had any pain since. She's off all of her medication. She's doing all kinds of things she hasn't been able to do for years.
You know, that's true. In fact, I used to have Rolfing, the very deep, and I would be a wreck for days because of the emotional release of stuff, and I didn't know. I was devastated what was going on afterwards. It was interesting.
Well, I've heard about Rolfing recently, Maureen, but I don't understand what it is. Is it a form of massage?
Yeah, it's a manipulate. Actually, yes, but also you're dealing with some people that have a lot of emotional stuff that happened to them in the past. Yes, it's not just. It's really painful. It can be painful, but it can actually realign your body. It's incredible. It was real popular in the 70s, but I like it. But it brings out it's a healing. It's like what you're just saying, that you're this woman, and it blows you away because you don't expect something like that to happen, and you'll remember things in parts of your body, you know.
Wow.
And it is, yeah. I should try. Well, I always think try something. Well, Steve, you have a call, and do you want to try Wisconsin?
Oh, I've got a caller. Great, absolutely.
Yeah, Wisconsin for Steve.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Who's calling from Wisconsin?
Hello, this is Duena.
Hello, Duena. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
Okay. Okay, well, how can I help?
So I was just wondering, I have a lot going on in my life, and I'm just kind of lost. I feel really lost right now.
Okay.
And I don't even know how else to describe it, but I've just felt really lost lately, and I want to know what direction to take and stuff. And a lot has to do with, like, my love life and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was wondering what I should, like, what you see in my near future, or some good stuff happening or something in my life.
Okay. Well, I do, Duena, and I want to say to you, first of all, you've got an amazing spirit and attitude, because when I asked you how you were and you said, you know, I'm doing okay, you were putting a very positive spin on how you actually feel, because you're having a rough time. And you've had a rough time, particularly for the last 14 months. And the first thing my guides tell me to remind you of is a wonderful grandmother in spirit who's got very, very engaging, bright eyes. And she's a larger lady, but mm-hmm. she was joyful and no matter what happened in her life, she was joyful. She was grateful. You know, we were talking about gratitude, and I feel that you must have been close to her. Do you have a grandmother in spirit?
That would be my mom, actually.
It's your mom. Well, the month of November comes up. November's a significant month, either for you or for your mother, because my guides say to mention November to you as a memory. But they're saying, this lady's watching over you, and she's so proud of how resilient you are. And you really have had some tough knocks in the last 14 months or so. But it's going to improve. Money's going to improve. And your personal life's going to improve. And you'll see that by May of next year, there'll be really good improvements. I have to say to you, I feel that you'll make quite sweeping changes. I feel that you've come to the realization that you have to take care of yourself. That right now, the people that you thought you were close to are not taking care of you and aren't showing any signs of taking care of you. And that's a shock. It's an upset. But the value of this is you recognizing that you are your best friend. You are your mentor. You're your teacher. You are everything to yourself. And that's how we should be. And when you play those roles for yourself, you will make the decisions that you advise yourself to take for yourself. And you need to do that. You have a tendency to be almost, my guides are saying almost abused a little, to be honest with you. And that needs to stop. And only you can break that cycle. I see things really picking up for you by May. I see money coming to you. I see about $5,000 coming to you quite suddenly, actually, before the end of this year. I know it's not an enormous amount of money, but it's going to help you. And it's going to give you the sort of an amount that you need to make some decisions. Use it really wisely to change your circumstances. And I actually see you moving. I see you relocating. Do you already have a plan to move or maybe even to leave Wisconsin?
Yes, I want to leave Wisconsin. That was just a recent thought of mine. And also, I really need, I have plans to move. I stay with my sister right now, and I've been struggling and really need to get my own place.
Yeah, well, you've got to understand that there's a reason you've been struggling to get your own place. It's perhaps because you're not meant to be in that place. And I see you relocating. I mean, further than, I see you leaving Wisconsin. It doesn't mean it has to happen. It's your choice, but you'll have opportunities. And you'll see the name Natasha's important somehow, either already or the name will be. So remember the name Natasha. But you'll see, in May, things will be very different. Don't allow people to tread on your toes. You've got to love yourself so much that you won't allow anybody to mistreat you in any way. It's your time now, and your mother's very, very close to you. There's a Georgina in spirit on your mother's side of the family, if you look. But you'll see, by May, things will be very different. So it's time for you to start planning now, because things will change.
Okay,
don't go back.
And I do have a question. Do you see where the money's coming from at all?
Where do I see it coming from?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say to you where I see it coming from, but I can tell you it comes suddenly before the end of the year. and it's about 5,000. My guides are really clear about it. It's just enough to give you a start. Plan what you'll do. You'll see. You're going to be okay. But don't ever go back to anybody that mistreats you. You walk away and you look after yourself. Okay?
And you said remember the name Natasha. And you said, and Georgiana is someone on my mom's side?
Yes.
With my mom, that's for what now? I'm sorry.
In spirit. This is somebody in spirit. This is a relative in spirit that's connected to your mother's side of the family. If you look, you'll find the name.
Okay.
Name Natasha is somebody that is helpful to you in the near future. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Lots of luck.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Very nice. Kind.
Thank you, Maureen.
Well, no, thank you. And Bobby, thank you. Thank you. Virginia's calling you.
Virginia, the state or the person? Who's on the phone from Virginia?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Who's this?
This is Dee. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dee. I'm sorry. It's not my turn. It's Brenda's turn to read you. I'm just kidding. I'm good. How are you? What's going
on? You're so funny. Ha, ha, ha.
It's a good thing we're not on webcam because you'd see me sneaking out of the room, but I'm kidding. Lovely. What's going on? What would you like to talk about?
I've had a rough week, really. It's been a rough week, and I'm feeling a little down. So I need some good news. finance, relationship, something, Bobby.
Anything. Do you ever notice, and this is kind of what I'm picking up for you immediately, but do you ever notice that it's those times when we're feeling still or not moving forward or feel stuck? I mean, like our last caller, and I get this quite a bit, a lot of people saying, I just feel stuck. I feel, you know, like nothing's happening, that type of thing. And then we can become sorrowful or depressed about that. Do you notice the connection between the two?
Well, I mean, I'm not a depressing person. I'm usually very positive. But this week, I have to tell you, especially today, I just felt like I wanted to cry.
Sure. So I'll ask you again. Are you noticing how there's nothing going on in your life just now, and it's starting to lean more towards a bit of like you said, depression, or it really starts hitting? It's like you start going downhill, the momentum stops, and then, like you said, today it finally just all gathers and amasses, and boom, there it is. You're just feeling depressed. What I'm pointing you towards is noticing what's causing the depression.
Well, it's been a hectic week. My roof in my living room, we had rain, and I was on a conference call, and I just heard a loud bam. I ran out to my living room, and my ceiling was sitting on my sofa, and the place was a mess. So that kind of just pushed me over the edge, and I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. And then I have a neighbor who is going through some stuff. She's 82 years old. She doesn't have anyone to really take care of her. And the nurturer that I am, I'm taking that on. So it's just been very, 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 you know, a stressful week.
Sure. So in all of that stress, however, those are merely symptoms of what's really going on. What I'm getting at, let me just cut to the chase, because your mind is going like 1,000 miles an hour, and you're not necessarily hearing what it is that I'm saying, okay?
Okay.
So what you're experiencing is merely symptoms of the mood, the attitude, the feelings, the thoughts, and such that you're putting out there. Things are slow right now for you. They're supposed to be slow. What I'm getting at is that there's a pause in our routine a lot of times, but yet we feel like we need to be doing something, fixing something, moving forward. Something's got to happen, relationship, money, everything. Something's got to break here. And when we're in the stillness, a lot of times we don't recognize it as being still, just like the pause in a symphony between the music. In other words, between numbers, there's always a pause. Right now, again, let me just kind of make it clear as to what I'm saying here so I don't run you around in circles. But you're just at a pause between the music right now. You're supposed to be taking this time and slowing down, and you're not. Okay? It needs to regroup. Your thoughts have been changing for the better over the past month and a half to 2 months. You've been thinking correctly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I thought you said hello, like you couldn't hear me, sorry. Anyway, your thoughts have been changing for the right direction in the past couple of months. So you came to the point where the universe is like, okay, we got to shift now. So you sit back and hang on while we shift things. Well, you didn't let it just shift. You've been kind of going crazy. And then, of course, everything else you've been thinking with going crazy attracts to you the neighbor, the roof, everything else you got going on. You see what I'm saying? So now you didn't throw away all the work that you've done in the past couple of months. You just put it on hold. So we need to go back to, if you can remember where you were just about a week and a half ago. I don't buy the fact that you're tend to be a depressed person. I don't buy it.
I'm not. I mean, because a week ago, okay, I was feeling great. I mean, to be honest, I was feeling great. I mean, the energy, everything was just great.
Right, and I feel that, and that's where you need to go back to. What happens is that you're feeling great, and then it's time to pause again, and everything regroups, and when one thing maybe kind of go bad, you spin around that, and then it causes more bad things and more bad things, and then you're like, well, what the hell is all of this? You see what I mean? And then you got caught up more in that than you were in just the feeling great. And that's what happens.
Okay.
It becomes like a swishing down the toilet. We get caught up in that. Next thing you know, we're just all about that rather than where we were before the swishing happened. So, again, what I'm saying by all of this is I see the stressful week you're talking about, but that's not the way it is. That's not a constant. That's not a problem. It's not the way things are. Go back to where you were a week and a half ago. That's the normal state. That's where you need to be. I don't see as this week being a problem for you, like, well, we need to do some course correcting, or there's anything that you really need to start getting active on. It's stop pushing so hard. Stop reacting to the things that happened this week. Go back to where you were a week and a half ago, and you were doing just lovely. Like you said, everything was fine. But oftentimes we'll take a week like this week and make it all of a sudden the mainstay. Like, well, what the hell's happening? I thought I was doing so good. It should be better than this. I've been working hard, yada, yada, yada. You see what I mean? How we can really derail ourselves that way?
Yes.
So this week, make this week a big so what. All these things happen. That's good. Got them out of the way. Now I can start again. And so what? You know? And,
okay.
And go back to being that person that I see you as being, that you know yourself to be, and then the momentum will pick back up where it needs to be, and give it about another 4 or 5 days, that's when everything will start to really pick back up for you, and you'll start seeing the prospects of what you're talking about. You'll see the hope again, and then you can, you'll start to see the possibilities, that money that you were talking about. Relationship, that's another story, but at least on the financial front, that some of the other things you're concerned about will really start to clear up and begin to start manifesting. But again, that's about 4 or 5 days, but you got to stop being where you're at now in order to make that happen, right? So don't, in 4 or 5 days, don't come on next week's show and go, Bobby, you SOB, none of that happened, and I'll be, and because you didn't do the work. Now you got to do the work.
No, I will release it. I will
release it.
Cancel, delete, and let it go.
Let it go this week. So what? Big deal. It's not who I am. It's not what my life is. It just sometimes this happens. You know, when you're on a long drive, you're bound to go through a ghost town once in a while. Not everything's going to be beautiful scenery. And so what? Right? You're moving forward. You'll be out of the town soon.
I agree.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Dee.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby.
All right. Take care, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bobby, my
you have
my
snap crackles.
Yeah, you are you eating Rice Krispies?
No, but yeah.
Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop. Okay, never mind. Wait a minute, I can't hear very well. My ears are okay. So buzzing, you know what that means? There could be all sorts of weird things going on with us. Okay, do we have a caller for Brenda? Yes, Brenda from South
Dakota. I'm here. I'm waiting. Is there
and
somebody?
There, South Dakota, I believe so.
Hi, South Dakota. How are you?
Oh, well, kind of cold tonight, but fine.
Really? Did you guys get snow?
No. Well, in the higher elevations, we just got a heavy frost last night and today. It's that time of the year.
Ah. What can I do for you this evening? What would you like to know?
Well, I talk to my loved ones that have passed and everything, and usually that's just fine and dandy, but I go to work, and work is just fine and everything, and then I come home, and all of a sudden I feel like either somebody's following me or somebody's with me, and I figure somebody's trying to tell me something or get my attention or give me a message, and I don't know how to find out who that is or what that message is.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just wondering, okay, who's trying to get a hold of me, and how do I find out what this message or whatever is?
Well, your feelings are entirely true. I do see, I actually, when you were talking, I could sense the presence around you, and it's the time of the year for, those people from the other side or the dimensions to let themselves be known.
Hold on. You're breaking up. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I feel there is a message. I feel there's a message from, and it feels like a family member. It's a good and positive. What I'm feeling is it's like an acknowledgement that I'm here. I'm supporting you because you're going through some rough times. It's like, I don't want to say, totally embrace it, but you need to know that it's actually a blessing to have this energy around you, because I don't feel it's going to be there forever. I feel it's temporary, and come and past the holidays, that presence will be gone. I feel it's directly related to a lot of stress that you're under, and you're getting some assurance from the other side.
But I don't think I'm under any stress, and I don't think I'm going through a tough time right now.
Pardon me, could you say again?
I said, I don't feel like I'm under any stress, and I don't feel like I'm going through a difficult time or anything like that.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Weird. The minute I walk through the house,
fading
I
in
feel
and
like
out there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit. You're kind of breaking up, though.
Yeah, it's like you're breaking up. Okay, well, I'll tell you what I see. I do, like I said, I believe that this is a positive energy, not a negative energy, a spirit entity. I do believe it's a spirit. It is it's related to a loss that you had probably way, way in the past. In respect to communicating with this spirit energy, I feel that, if you're in a very quiet time right before you go to bed, I feel that you could get some messages. Just relax and be open.
Can you tell us if it's a male or female spirit?
It's a male energy, not female.
Okay.
It's a male energy. And I'm getting the feeling that he wants to light the way for you, if it's not stress in your finances, because I see finances around you look pretty good, but it feels like other areas of your life that, you have concerns about. Maybe you've buried some of it. It just feels like from the other side, this spirit is trying to assure you that, you know what, you're not alone, you're going to get through this, that type of thing. That's what I see.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. I just wish I knew what they were saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hearing every other word, honey. It's bad.
Well, okay. I guess I'm having trouble hearing you. So, well, thank you for the information you gave me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, good night.
Bye. Well,
I was on mute because I was so fascinated by all that issues.
I think that we've got a gremlin in the line here.
We're losing it. We're aliens. We've lost. We're losing ourselves.
We're going back and forth with a gremlin.
You sound like a real interesting person, Brenda. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
How about me? Do I sound cool too? Like, I get the patata. Okay, I guess, you know what? Yeah, Doug says there's some gremlins or something, or maybe there's borrowers where he lives and they're taking his internet from time to time, or maybe they're upgrading. I don't even know if anybody can hear me. Bobby? Steve? Brenda, I know you and I have...
I'm here, but the sound is really bad.
Okay, I think maybe I'll have to call. We'll have to just say goodbye. No, I'll ask Doug. I'm sorry, because, you know, I don't think we can do... No, I don't know why I'm talking. No one can hear me. Okay, so listen. Okay, shall we finish? Say goodbye. I'm talking. Okay. Anyway, bye. I can wrap up. Sound is back, but cutting out. Huge here. Well, I don't know. I'm just talking to myself like I do. I don't know what. Can I hear? No one to say anything to me. But I'm saying goodbye. But I'm seeing someone write something. I can still see the light. And I say goodbye. Well, PKing it, goodbye, telepathy. Brenda, thank you. Steve, thank you. And Brenda's show next week, I'm not.
Thank you,
sure
Maureen. Good night.
I can't hear you. You can type it in. I don't know if anybody can hear anything. We'll just figure out. It's going to be really nice. We do have another caller. Okay, well, I'll take this caller. Maybe they'll hear me. A caller? Hello. This is Maureen. Hello? Can you call me? Okay. Hello from a caller out there. This is Maureen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Mama, I'm going to have to start singing a show tune. I hung up. I guess they didn't want to hear my voice. I think we're just having some really cool, like, this is supposed to enlighten us. Some weird things going on out there, you guys. Okay. Doug, I don't know if you can hear me. I don't know what's going on, except for the mere fact that I'm going to say, well... Hello and goodbye. I guess we're going to say goodbye. You guys, can you hear me? No, my God. I'm cracking myself up. Okay. Okay, shall we what? Are you guys even there? Shall we what? No.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.